before Sunday school, we had a children's assembly, and Miss Margaret Holly played the piano. She was also my first grade teacher. And she would just play, and she played that song, and that was one of the last songs that we sang before we would go to Sunday school. Every Sunday morning, it's "Come Into My Heart, Lord Jesus." He's there, He's to stay, and that just reminds us that we want Him to be there each and every day, to continue to stay into our hearts and remind us of all that He has. Our scripture this morning comes from Mark's Gospel, the 8th chapter, verses 31 through 38. It's where Jesus is telling His disciples of His death and resurrection to come. Then He began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and to be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And He said all this quite openly. And Peter took Him aside and began to rebuke Him. But turning and looking at His disciples, He rebuked Peter, and He said, "Get behind me, Satan. For you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." And He called the crowd with His disciples, and He said unto them, "If any of you want to become my followers, you need to deny yourselves and take up the cross daily and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and the sake of this gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when He comes in His glory of the Father of the holy angels." This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Great and mighty God, I do thank You this day for Your word, and I ask, Lord, that You be with us right now in this time that is at hand to hold us close, to remind us, Lord, of Your goodness, to open up our hearts and our minds to the way of the cross this day. I ask, Lord, that You allow my words to be pleasing in Your sight this day. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.